Now we've reached one of the gates on the Castletown estate, and we're about a half a mile from the house itself. This is called the Batty Langley Gate because the very elegant gate lodge was copied from designs of an English architect called Batty Langley, who designed a Gothic temple in the 1740s. You'll note that the scenery here is very peaceful and quiet, and again, we're looking at the River Liffey, which we keep on bumping into in this tour. As we approach Castletown House, I'm going to tell you something about the history of brewing in general in Ireland in Arthur Guinness's time. First of all, brewing ale was a very commonplace household activity, but it was a very weak ale of about 1 or 2% alcohol, just enough to kill germs. Really, it was a way of providing a drinking water that was antiseptic. Because the water was boiled for a brew, it was safer than untreated water, and drinking beer was almost encouraged. Beer was much weaker than gin or potsheen, and therefore preferable in terms of personal health. The first person that we know who brewed beer in Arthur's family was his mother's father, William Reed, who was a tenant farmer near here at Uachtaráid. William Reed had a license to sell ale in 1690, and from that we can infer that he brewed it as well, probably on a small scale. But it is the first reference to brewing and the family. Arthur's mother, Elizabeth, may have used this family skill in brewing her household ale for the family when they were growing up in Sarbridge in the 1720s and 1730s. From here, we're going to take a look at Castletown House. It's a stunning Palladian mansion that is arguably the finest classical house in the country. The River Liffey is on our left, and we can take any of the paths around the grounds to get to the house, although cyclists should follow the bicycle signs. On your way, keep an eye out for the old ice house. It's a small mound on your left with a solid door that was used for storing ice taken from the river. Before we leave the Batty Langley Lodge, it's one of the three holiday homes on the edge of the estate that are managed by the Irish Landmark Trust. You can come and rent them in the summer and therefore stay on the estate.